Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're talking about some symptoms that men, that includes you and I, shouldn't ignore when we're feeling these things. Now, a lot of times, you know, men are the last ones to go to the doctor. They're pretty good about going for a colonoscopy.
What?
Yeah,
what
men,
do you know,
men are good about that. Maybe getting a prostate exam.
What?
We're
You're
good
crazy.
About doing that.
You're nuts.
But some of these other things we're not so good at.
All of those things we're not good at.
Well, one of the things, first of all, if you're experiencing the sensation of feeling tongue-tied, and when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, you can't find the words to come out at all, or you'll speak words that are different from the, what your meaning is. You might be actually suffering from what is known as a TIA, or trans ischemic attack. So, and if that does occur, you are at risk. It's a mini stroke, and you're at risk for a immediate massive stroke later to come. So if you've had that symptom, there's a slightly higher risk in men than there is in women. And typically around age 55 and greater is when you'll see a lot of that as well. So if you're having anything like that, make sure you get checked out. Also, shortness of breath. Have you experienced any of that, Lee?
Just today, getting coffee and running back here.
Yeah,
in time
if
to
you're
start this.
If you're experiencing shortness of breath while you're going to get coffee, chances are you may want to get that checked out. You know, any sort of slight exertion, like you're going up this set of stairs, you typically go up there easy, and all of a sudden you're like. You know, that might be a sign that the heart's being compromised in terms of not being able to get enough oxygen to the heart, because the heart is a muscle. It needs to get its own oxygen supply. That might be a problem. Also, persistent pain on one side of the abdomen. You know, if you're getting that, one-sided pain that does not go away, it's persistent, it stays there. It could be many things. It could be a tumor. That's one thing you have to consider.
Not a tumor.
Thank you, Arnold.
Did you see that movie?
Thank you, Arnold. Yes. What was that? That was
Kindergarten Cop.
Right. Exactly. But anything that doesn't resolve itself within about 3 days when it comes to abdominal stuff, you should have that checked out. Remember, that's persistent pain. We're not saying it comes and goes a little bit achy, a little bit this. We're saying it's persistent pain. Last one we talk about is, let's say there's blood where you're peeing.
Not good. Blood anywhere is not a good thing.
Listen, and don't give me the, I had beets last night. That only goes so far, that excuse of having, beets in your salad. It could be a sign that there's a kidney stone. It could also be a sign of bladder cancer. So make sure you get that checked out. And let me tell you something. And if you do start that, and if it is a kidney stone, you'll find out very quickly that it's not just something that'll go away.
Yeah, it's not going away by itself.
You will definitely need you'll need
medical
somebody
attention.
To check that out right away. So again, these are things you got to check out. Also, blood in the stool is another thing. Don't let that go too long without getting that checked out as well.
How long for you?
For me,
a couple months, eight months of that.
It's never happened. I think when it comes to colors, Lee, I'm bad with colors.
Not good.
I gotta get that checked out immediately. Yes.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.